Hello again. We made it to Red's Meadow in Mammoth yesterday morning. When we woke up, we walked about 6 miles to get to Red's Meadow. Stopped at the store, picked up our packages from a billion different people. Raymond's parents sent us the first package that they've sent, and it was chock full of goodies, that all kinds of different trail mixes and stuff. It was pretty awesome. And we have so much food for this next section. But we're taking, I have lots of granola bars and stuff. We're taking it all with us because we figure we could take it with us after Tuolumne. Although Laura sent a box to Tuolumne, so we might have a ton of stuff there too. But it's all good stuff, so we're just kind of holding on to it. And it's not the very heavy stuff either, so we should only have like 2 days to get to Tuolumne. Hopefully we leave first thing in the morning. We might stop here and get some breakfast and then head on our way again. So we walked in like the 6 miles, and as you're reading the guidebook, we walked past the two red cones that had more recent volcanic activity and stuff, across some rivers and stuff. It was mostly downhill, and there was this one part that was a super, super gentle switchbacks down, and the guidebook in the desert section says, oh, it's way too gentle, blah blah, it's awful and it's just not very good and whatever. And in this section it's just like, oh, we're lazily walking down these gentle switchbacks and it's all good because we're up in the mountains and it's not a big deal and whatever. I don't know, it's just the tone of the guidebook is, in the desert it's awful, these gentle switchbacks are the worst thing ever. But here it's like, oh, whatever, it's all good, we're just lazy switchbacks. And I don't know, it's like the people really hate the desert section and they don't hate this section, so this section has more positives even though it's like exactly the same, it's just different terrain. There weren't more trees, it's just not as hot and there's more water flowing everywhere. So it was just interesting to see how much they like this section, how many positive words that they pulled out of hats to describe things, whereas in the other sections they pulled all kinds of negative words to describe things out of their hat. It was just curious. But we got in here and we decided we wanted to go down to Mammoth into the city because we needed to get a couple things and just do a whole bunch of stuff. So there's a bus that takes you down there, so we caught the bus and went down there. It was like $7, but you could come and go as many times as you wanted, which is pretty awesome. Although we just rode down and back. And then after that, when we got down there, there was a Thai food place, so we had Thai food, which I was super, super excited about because I haven't had Thai food since we went with Philip and Dana the day before we left. We started hiking, so that was the last time, and I really like Thai food, so it was pretty exciting for me, and the guy there was super, super nice. And we had pizza for dinner, it was pretty good pizza, and just kind of hung out, and Reem was complaining we were walking too much for his day off. I said we already walked in 6 miles, and we stayed down in town, and just did a whole bunch of stuff that needed to be done. Our laundry, we actually cleaned clothes, took showers. Raymond lost his billy nanny, so we had to get another one of those, and we needed somewhere deep, and just things of that nature, you know, little things that took a while. And so we stayed down there, which is pretty nice. There's a swimming pool, we went swimming and stuff. Today we got up, kind of lazed around. What did we do today? We didn't really do much. We did a couple last minute things. We had to get a couple last minute things from the store and stuff. And then we came back up here to Red's Meadow Campground, and we're camping tonight and leaving tomorrow morning. But when we got up to Mammoth, we went down to Mammoth Lakes, and then you go up to the village. You go up to the hill to somewhere else, and you catch another bus. And from up the hill, it was like there are all these ski lifts, gondolas, they go up the hill, and there's all these mountain bike people that go up there, and then they mountain bike around where the ski areas are since there's no snow. But they had shut down the gondolas because it was thundering and there was chances of lightning, and you could hear the thunder and the sky was all dark, and we thought, oh man, we're gonna be going up there and it's just gonna be, you know, pouring, and it'll be our first time in the rain. We haven't had rain, any significant rain, since we started, so, but we got up here, and it rained a couple drops, but now it's pretty clear, and it looks pretty nice out, so I don't actually know that it will rain, which is nice, but I thought, oh, this would be perfect. We could test our stuff, and if our tent doesn't hold up in the rain, then we could go down to town again tomorrow and get something else that would suffice. But I guess we're gonna have to wait until we get out onto the trail for that. Yeah, but we've just been stocking, eating tons of food, trying to stock up, and we're carrying tons of junk food, which is nice. And yeah, so we're sleeping here at Red's Meadows. Eat breakfast probably tomorrow morning and then go on. They have free hot spring showers here. Raymond took a hot spring shower. He said it's pretty hot, it's pretty nice. It was a little too late by the time we got here for me too, because my hair would still be wet while I was sleeping, and I don't like that. And yeah, I don't think there's anything else exciting that happened. It was just nice to have days off, because I don't know, the last part was exhausting, and it was nice to have yesterday, most of the day yesterday, and then today just hang out. So we'll leave tomorrow, get to Tuolumne hopefully in 2 days, and continue on from there. So yeah, I think that's about it.